Sarah, let's shift to what could be an equally transformative story: Renault's development of electric motors that eliminate rare earth materials entirely. This addresses one of the most significant supply chain vulnerabilities in the electric vehicle transition.
The technical breakthrough here is remarkable. Traditional electric motors rely heavily on rare earth elements like neodymium and dysprosium, which are predominantly mined and processed in China. This creates geopolitical dependencies that have concerned automotive manufacturers and policymakers for years. Renault's approach appears to use alternative magnetic materials and motor designs that maintain performance while eliminating these dependencies.
From a business strategy perspective, this could be revolutionary. Rare earth pricing volatility has been a major factor in EV manufacturing costs, and supply chain disruptions have created production bottlenecks. If Renault can achieve comparable performance with locally sourced materials, they gain a significant competitive advantage in manufacturing flexibility and cost control.
The engineering challenge has been maintaining motor efficiency and power density without rare earth magnets. Traditional alternatives like ferrite magnets are much less powerful, requiring larger motors or accepting performance compromises. The HN discussion suggests Renault may be using advanced motor control algorithms and innovative winding configurations to compensate for the magnetic material differences.
This development has enormous implications for global supply chains and trade relationships. China's dominance in rare earth processing has been a strategic concern for automotive manufacturers worldwide. A viable technological alternative could reduce China's leverage in this critical industry and enable more distributed manufacturing.
There are also environmental considerations that the HN community is exploring. Rare earth mining is environmentally destructive, often involving toxic processing chemicals and generating significant waste. Electric motors that avoid these materials could reduce the environmental impact of EV production, addressing one of the main criticisms of electric vehicle sustainability claims.
The competitive dynamics are fascinating to consider. If this technology proves viable at scale, it could trigger a rush among automotive manufacturers to develop or license similar approaches. Companies that continue relying on rare earth motors might find themselves at a significant disadvantage in both cost structure and supply chain resilience.
However, the technical community is rightfully skeptical about performance claims until they see independent testing and real-world deployment data. Revolutionary motor technologies have been announced before without achieving commercial success. The physics of magnetic materials impose fundamental limits that are difficult to circumvent through clever engineering alone.
The timing is particularly interesting given current geopolitical tensions and the broader push for technology independence. Governments have been seeking ways to reduce dependence on Chinese supply chains for critical technologies, and this could provide a path forward for the automotive sector specifically.
From a systems perspective, this connects to broader efforts to redesign technology stacks around locally available materials and manufacturing capabilities. Whether it's semiconductors, batteries, or electric motors, there's a growing focus on reducing single points of failure in global supply chains. Renault's approach could inspire similar innovations across other technology sectors.